Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to your friendly little podcast, Forever 35. It's a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. And I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are two friends back from vacation who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
This is true. And just a flag, you know, as we always say, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts and proud of it. But indeed, we do always encourage you to seek support from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, you can call or text us at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. We do really, really like to hear from you.
We do. Really brightens my spirits. Doesn't it? Like when you see an email come through.
Yeah.
It just makes me happy.
You know what we never mention, but like is another way to contact us that some people do use to contact us?
Our website?
Yes, there's a contact form on our website. So if you prefer that method, by all means,
zap us there.
Zap us on the websites.
And our website is forever35podcast.com. We always include links to everything we mention on the show or on Twitter at forever35pod, Instagram at forever35podcast. And you can find the Forever 35 Facebook group on Facebook where the password is serums. And of course, our bi-monthly newsletter, which you can sign up for at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Indeed. So, Kate, you alluded to our both being back from vacation. This is the first episode that we are recording post-vacation. We've had two episodes come out since we got back from vacation, but
that's right.
Pre-recorded.
Yeah. Oftentimes when we have a break coming up, we will record episodes ahead of time, which is a good way of managing things. But yes, this is the official We're Back episode. You and I both took a solid week off. We were both away with our families. And I don't want to speak for you, but we kind of shut down shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
We closed and locked the door. We put up so many away messages on various email accounts.
It was good.
It felt amazing. I have to say, it felt like that Friday when I was just like, away message, away message, away message.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm gone. You know, like when I worked at in a corporate office and you would leave the last day before a break and you were just like shutting down your desk and like, mm-hmm. You're like, I don't have to see this cubicle for a whole week. It's like then you walk out of your office and it's just like freedom.
Yeah, but those days before vacation are always a bit stressful because you're kind of frantically running around trying to tie up loose ends and make sure everything is sorted before you leave.
Yep.
But you know, I said this to you before, but it was kind of nice that we were both on vacation.
Like, it that there wasn't one of us left kind of running the show.
Like, I know for me mentally, just kind of knowing that both, like, we were both gone. There was just like nothing could happen. And that was okay. Was kind of like, I don't know. It helped me take more of a mental break, I think. I think there is something about like knowing that like you're there answering emails. It's not like stressful, but it does make me feel like I need to be a little bit more on it and maybe like responding to emails every couple days or something. I don't know. Is that weird?
No, I get what you're saying because it's like things are still going on even when you're checked out, and that I am the same way. Like even this summer when I tried to take a full break without being involved in the podcast, I was still like beep, bop, boop, bop, boop.
Yeah.
Like, looking around.
Yeah.
And I agree. It felt really mentally clearing to just know that like, and like you and I didn't even talk every day, which is rare. Like we text almost every day, but even we weren't chatting. Like, cause we were just focused on I felt like I was present, I guess is what I'm feeling. It felt like I did spend the week being more present in the moment than I usually do. I don't know if you also felt that.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm back and I'm a zombie, but for a brief 8 days, I was living the good life. Well, as I told you, I took Instagram and Facebook and TikTok off my phone while I was away and I didn't have a computer with me. And being off social media and then also setting all those email, you know, not checking email and setting up those away messages. And the away messages we set up were like, we're not here. We'll answer when we get back. It wasn't like, I'll be checking email sporadically. And if it's urgent, like it was just, I was like, there's no crisis that is going to call me back to this email. And it was such a gift for my mental health. I felt better immediately. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent. But one thing I have been thinking about a lot is how, because of social media, our brains hold space for so many observations, experiences, emotions, people, that to eliminate that for a week, like no disrespect to all the lovely people that I follow on social media, but it felt so good not to know. My brain was not holding space for that stuff. And like, ultimately, I feel like there's been a lot of talk about how like, we don't need to know all this information, right? Like, I don't need to know what my husband's cousin is doing every day. I love getting an update now and then, but you know, it's like our parents weren't holding this much information in their brains when, you know, 30 years ago.
No, they were not.
So that is something I am thinking about. And if I want to be holding that much information in my brain, again, I know I've said this a billion times, but this person's doing what, or they're upset about what, or they're feeling strongly about what. I don't know. I literally cannot know. And therefore I felt free and I felt calm and I had so much free time to do other stuff, like read the Ice Planet Barbarian series.
Go on.
Now, I did, when we did text over this vacation, every time I did make a point of updating you on the fact that I was reading alien sex books. Every time. I really wanted to draw attention to the fact that so let's start from the beginning. Ice Planet Barbarians was, I think, a Kindle Unlimited series that went very viral on TikTok this summer. It's been out for a few years. I had never heard of it until it went viral on TikTok. And I was given the copy. They actually came out with a hard copy of the first book plus some bonus material. So I was given that. And so I started reading it a few days before I left. And I was like, I'm into this. And it's about a spaceship full of human women who crash on an ice planet. And then they're essentially rescued by these people called the Saqui. And then through various means of planet science, they fall in love with aliens. And the... Dory.
Okay.
Dory is skeptical, but she's following.
She's here for this.
Yeah, you're still here.
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, these are alien human romance books. Period.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of great stuff about it, like conveniently they can still procreate. There's some flags I have about it, like conveniently everyone is heterosexual, the aliens and all the women who have landed. So like all the male aliens and the women who have landed on the planet are all into each other. You know what I mean? Like there's not a few gay aliens or gay humans. Come on. Now, I haven't finished this series. There are 22 books. I'm on book 12. I read 12 books on vacation in this one series of alien human romance.
Okay.
The best part was after I texted you this, you responded with what you were reading, which was very on brand for you.
So I heard about these books in the Forever 35 Book Club Facebook group.
A great Facebook group.
Which has provided me with many excellent book recommendations. I'd never heard of this series, and I was intrigued. It is called the Rivers of London series.
So, of course, when I heard this, I was like, we are living our best lives.
We really are.
And Dory's on vacation reading Rivers of London.
Literally reading like so many of these books. I think the best way I can describe them is it's like grown up Harry Potter as a biracial detective in the London police force.
And does it take place in current day?
Yes, it takes place in present day London.
But there's a magical element.
Yes, this policeman. He's not a detective. He's a constable. He is a practitioner of magic, and all of the cases. I shouldn't say most. All of the cases have a magical element to them. That he and his boss are the only two people in the police department who deal with magical cases. So they get called in. They get called in when there's something.
They're the experts.
Yes, exactly. And the rest of the force is like a little skeptical of their whole vibe and of the fact that like there's magic, but they've seen the results. Anyway, I've been enjoying them. It's funny. Like I feel like a lot of series kind of go downhill after the first couple of books, like almost like the authors like run out of steam or something.
Well, it's hard to kind of sustain a world and keep discovering new stuff, right?
Totally. But I think this is one of the rare series that gets better with each book.
And how many are there total?
Great question. I want to say there's, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10.
And oh my gosh. Nice.
I guess they were also made into graphic novels.
Ooh, that would be fun to read.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And they were sold as a TV series. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are supposed to be adapting them into a TV series. But this news came out like 3 years ago, and I don't know what has happened since. So yeah, I'm really enjoying them. The author, I think, also does a really good job. And I feel like this, now I haven't read the Harry Potter books in years and years, but I feel like J.K. Rowling did a good job of this, of like, there's the thing that happens in the individual book, but then there's things that get really carried through the series. Like there are certain mysteries that get carried like through the whole series.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like a lot of mystery and detective books especially are very self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
And
almost evergreen. Like you could read it as a
episodic. Yes.
Yes. There we go.
It wouldn't matter if you read them out of order. Whereas these, I think it's really good to read them in order. The other thing that I will say is that I do feel like the first couple of books, there's like a, there's some language where I was a little like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Now, these came out in, I think the first one came out in 2011, which was like not that long ago, but I feel like times have changed even in the last like 10 years.
Of course.
So there were a couple things in the, especially in the first two books that I was sort of like, ooh, I would have flagged this.
Okay.
But it wasn't so much that I was like, I must throw this book across the room. And then I feel like it definitely gets a lot better as it goes on.
This sounds like I would enjoy it, actually. I might. Is there romance?
There is some romance. There's some sex. There is some sex with what? I don't want to give too much away.
Don't spoil it.
There's magical sex.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'd actually be really curious to hear your thoughts on these books.
Well, I have about 10 more Alien books to go.
Okay. All right.
And I think they're not full length novels. You know, I was reading them all on my Kindle, so I don't think they're full length novels.
I see. They're like novellas.
I was blasting through them. Maybe they are. I have no idea. They just have all bled one into the other. So when I'm done with my Aliens, or when I get tired of the Aliens, I will come to The Rivers of London. And I would also say with the Ice Planet Barbarians, there is also some stuff that gave me some cringe. So like, if you're curious about reading them, you know, Google the various like reviews, trigger warnings that are out there. There's some discussion of sexual assault. I don't like using sexual assault as like a plot point or a character's personality trait. So that was something. And then the way that they handle one character who's fat kind of didn't appeal to me. So there were things where I was like, you know, and I feel like I always want to say when we talk about books, like I don't feel like any book is perfect in terms of how it handles issues or writes about things. So whenever we talk about them on the show, I would always encourage, if you're curious about them, to like find out if you will actually like them. Like these are like appeal to us, but they may not be for you, is what I'm saying.
Is that a fair and honest assessment?
Yeah. But if you're curious about magical detectives or aliens with crazy dicks, Dory and I, you know,
we're here for you.
We've got some thoughts.
You know, people have often asked us to start a Forever 35 book club. And I mean, I think we are really nailing it with these recommendations.
We are. Our book clubs would only be like detective novels and romance books. Mm-hmm. That would be it.
So, I mean, if you're on board, come on up.
Sign up. Sign up today.
All right.
Well, sorry, Dory, I talked over you. You go.
Well, Kate, we could talk about this for days, literally, but we should really take a break. So let's do that. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And
do
my
they
kids
have,
love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
That's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done a consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
All right. We have returned with a text. Hi, Kate and Dory. I was hoping to get your insight on a skincare pickle I'm in. I've started using a product which is supposed to help over time with fine lines, Biossance's Phytoretinol Serum, a couple nights a week. My routine is pretty basic. I use a gentle toner before and follow it with CeraVe PM Moisturizer. But when I wake up in the morning after using the serum, my forehead lines are more prominent than ever. After I splash water on my face and get ready for the day, my face seems to be back to, quote, normal. But I can't figure out why my lines are so much more obvious in the morning after using this product. I've tried using both more moisturizer and a thicker moisturizer after applying the serum, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. Should I add another prod to the lineup? Stop using the phytoretinol altogether? My concern isn't really cosmetic, but instead, I'm wondering whether this is a sign my skin doesn't like this product, or maybe this is normal and I don't realize it. I appreciate any insight you have.
This is such an intriguing question.
Speaking of mysteries,
I mean, truly, we need to get that magical detective on this.
What if we wrote a series of skincare mystery novels?
Like a detective dermatologist?
Yes, exactly. Detective esthetician.
That could be really fun. An esthetician who also moonlights as a detective at night, like a PI.
Yes. Anyway.
If anyone is interested in buying that book from Dory and I, just let us know. Okay, so this, again, we're not dermatologists, nor are we estheticians, so I don't have an answer per se. I'm curious, though. This is a phytoretinol, which means it's used, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but it's the bakuchiol, which is kind of like a retinol alternative that I seem to find in a lot of, for lack of a better word, quote, green skincare lines. I don't like using that term, but I don't really have a better way of describing the skincare lines I'm talking about. I'm wondering if maybe your skin does not like that. Would you be open to trying just a retinol?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I would stop using this product. I would not add anything else. I would take away.
Okay.
Look, anytime your skin is doing anything that's kind of weird, I don't feel like the answer is to add more. I feel like the answer is to remove. It's like when you're having, like food sensitivities. You got to take everything out of your diet. Then you can like reintroduce onions at some point. You got to FODMAP your face is what I'm saying.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, do you have thoughts or experience with a product that creates fine lines that then go away once you splash the... I mean, it might just be the product tightening on your face. I can't figure this one out.
The only thing that I was thinking is that perhaps the product is like pooling in your lines. And so it's thereby like accentuating them in the morning because your skin is like absorbed all of this product. So then it would make sense that when you wash your face, you wash off the product and then your skin returns to how it normally looks.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like this is having a long-term effect. It doesn't sound like it's making your skin, enhancing the lines on your face. No. And perhaps I would be curious if you're seeing any like positive benefits from using this product.
Yeah, like,
maybe you like it otherwise. Yeah. So either keep going and don't worry about it, check in with a professional, or pull back.
I think this is wise.
Good luck and Godspeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We received an email that's directed at you, and I'm allowed to participate, but this is really mostly a Dory question, says the listener. This is mostly a question for Dory, but I bet Kate will have some ideas too. Dory, what SPF product do you use on your lips when you play tennis? I'm an avid walker in California, and I feel like I need to protect my lips, but everything I've tried leaves that white line on them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I do know what you mean. I am not great about using lip sunscreen, lip balm with sunscreen in it. Partly because I do try to play tennis early. And so, you know, the sun isn't like so bright. I will say one of the ones that I have liked is Burt's Bees.
Oh,
they have an SPF. It's SPF 15. It's a moisturizing lip balm. And my recollection is that it does not leave a white cast. In the description, it says it provides sunscreen benefits without the typical whitening appearance common with natural sunscreen. And that is also my recollection of it. And it's only $4.39, so you could give that a try.
Yeah, I would love to know. I also do not ever sunscreen my lips other than in the morning when I put my sunscreen on. I kind of just get my lips in the slathering of the face.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never sought out a sunscreen lip balm. And now, actually, maybe I should. I truly have never thought about this. So I don't have a product to recommend, and I'm curious what you've tried, because I see that Supergoop makes one. Elta
I have another
MD
recommendation.
Go on.
Kiehl's makes one.
Ooh.
That is SPF 30, and it is a coconut oil based lip balm.
That sounds nice.
So that could be an option. Actually, I might buy this. It also comes in tinted. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listener, keep us posted. If anyone has any great lip sunscreens, we would love to hear about them.
We really, really would.
I mean, don't you feel like we should be sunscreening our lips?
Yeah,
we're so
we
vigilant
should.
About sunscreening other things.
We should. We should. I'm not. I don't disagree.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page. All right. Dory, we have a voicemail to share with you.
Hi, ladies. I just wanted to call in because I feel like there have been a few listeners lately, like the listener who was hiding behind her out of office and the listener who felt like she was in chaos. And like, I was in therapy yesterday, big plug for therapy. And like, I'm on a personal journey of like my own mental health and figuring out if I need medication. And my therapist said, you know, sometimes it's not about you and what you need, but more about that, like medication, for example, or something. It's more just for us to be able to survive in this world. Like, we're creatures that aren't meant to be this stimulated and do all of this all the time. And then also with, you know, the pandemic, like what you guys were talking about and validating it, like sometimes you just need to do certain things to survive because we're not here and living life in the way that we might truly meant to be. And I mean, like, this is all very personal to each person, but it really, for me, opened my eyes up to a lot that, you know, I always judge myself and shame spiral that, like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing this, but maybe we're not meant to do that. So just a thing to think about. Love you both. Have a great day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is very validating.
Yeah.
We are not built for this.
No, we're not built for this.
We're built for sitting around reading books.
Alien sex books.
Any books. I mean, I heard this and I was like, thank you, listener, for just speaking exactly to my anxiety, because this just, it does feel like everything is way off, like where the way we are currently existing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. I hope this resonates with somebody else out there too.
Well, it resonates with me, so I hope I count as somebody else.
You're already assumed as a somebody else.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
My God, how could you think otherwise?
I don't know. Good point. all right.
We're going to BRB.
Yes, let's take another little break and we will be right back. Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh. So I'm talking like moving furniture around. We get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle. And Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, jennikayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, we have returned.
Okay, I love this question. This person wrote us an email. They said, "Hello, Kate and Dory. I've been catching up on the podcast as well as keeping up with current ones, and they are literally my self-care. Thank you. I listen to at least one a day, and I don't know what I'll do when I catch up. Anyways, I know from the pod that you are both writers, and I was wondering where to start. When I was younger, I loved making up stories and writing and reading, but my parents would shut me down or shame me for my writing. They would tell me to hide it or get rid of it, and my peers would make fun of my stories too. A lot of it came from my trauma too and working through those hard times, so it was extra hurtful when things like that happened. Because of everyone else, I just locked that side of me away and threw away the creative key. Now, at the crisp age of 25, I realized I never really stopped. I still play out fictional scenarios in my head that I'd love to put on paper, and I'm constantly journaling or jotting things that I never got, that never get put back together. I work full-time as a ceramic engineer, so I would only be able to dedicate a couple hours a week at first as I refigure out this passion. Any advice on things to read, classes to take, tips, etc., would be greatly appreciated. I love you guys."
Well, thank you, first of all. Second of all, I'm sorry that you were like belittled as a child about your writing.
Yeah, this is just so disheartening and unfair to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that it did not stifle your creativity or your passion. Because that's just bullshit that somebody, that people did that to you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to make a recommendation. My recommendation is The Artist's Way. Because I think The Artist's Way does a great job at helping you work through these kinds of traumas and helping you kind of confront in your head or, you know, on paper. You don't have to actually confront them, but like kind of confront your fears and confront the people who belittled you and made you feel less than. And kind of helps you work through those blocks. And it's like, it's a structured program and it's really supportive. And I think it's a great way to get started.
I would second that. It's such a fantastic practice that I have never successfully stuck to, but truly wish I could. I think it's so great. You know what's funny? As I was thinking about what books to recommend, I realized that so many of the authors have been guests on our show, and that made me very proud. I mean, Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert is just fantastic. It's a book about creativity. We had Kiko Ajena on the podcast, and they wrote a book called No Mistakes, a perfect workbook for imperfect a perfect workbook for imperfect artists. Miralee Patel, who is another guest, has a bunch of really wonderful kind of workbooks about creativity and fear and anxiety that I would just look at all of her books. And then Beth Pickens. I feel like Beth Pickens' books would be amazing. And also just a great person to kind of follow. I mean, all these people are such, not to plug her on show, but I would listen to all their episodes. But I think Beth also just has great books on this topic. And in terms of like, I think just journaling, letting your ideas just kind of free flow. If you wanted to sign up for an online writing class, there are so many. We're at a local community college. I bet a lot of stuff is online right now. Still, that can be a great way to start. That's what I did. I think I signed up for a book at the Gotham Writers Workshop. I think I signed up for a workshop online at the Gotham Writers Workshop
many
years ago. But being a writer doesn't require 40 hours a week. It just requires your dedication for, you know, whatever time that you can devote to it.
Yes. Amen.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
And yeah, keep us posted.
Do not let your light burn out.
Ooh, I love that.
I'm a writer, so, you know.
All right. Well, let's listen to one more voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a counterpoint to saving all your journals, embarrassing journals from adolescence, and that is just to get rid of them. Why hold on to them, especially if, you know, if someone finds them, morbidly, you know, if and when you pass away and you would just want someone else to shred them and get rid of them, why not do it yourself now? Keep someone else from having to do that task. I've personally burned some of my old journals, and even now, I will often just toss them in the recycling when I'm done with them. I feel like it gives me more space to become who I am right now. Wanted to share that counterpoint. I hope that's helpful for the listener who has her old embarrassing journals. Bye.
Love that counterpoint.
I'm not against it. Me neither. This very intriguing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And
let it go.
I appreciate also removing the burden from like a left behind loved one, because I can only imagine like when my mom died, I had to go through all her clothes and stuff. If I had to also like burn her journals, I think I would have lost my mind.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's like such a good point.
Yeah. Ooh, it's weird, the urge to hold on to these things.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I would love like a psychological analysis on why we cling to our old journals. Is it to revisit ourselves?
I don't know. You know, I think part of it is like the desire for immortality.
Dory. Oof.
I think part of it is, you know, to sort of like it's hard to really look back at how you used to be with any sort of objectivity and to realize like how much you've grown up, because you're like, I'm the same person, but then you look back at your old journals and you're like, oh, I have grown, like I'm different from this person who wrote these things, you know? So I think that there is something satisfying about that. And also like, to me, even though like so many of my teenage journals are so full of like angst, they are this like fascinating time capsule. So, you know, as a crack historian, that's also kind of fun to read through.
Yeah. So I feel the same way. Well, thank you for that counterpoint, listener. We are into it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dory, I'm glad to be back with you in this setting.
Same. Great to see you.
Likewise. And listeners, great to see all of you.
All right. Bye, everyone.